Ronnie here, Mr. McDougal here. Today's episode, today's teaching is called Prayer Power 2, Prayer Power 2. So let's take a moment here. Let's acknowledge the presence of Holy Spirit. Let's give thanks to the highest most for providing us with this knowledge and with this technology and this medium to expand the good word. Here we are in Rapid Fire Advanced Christianity. The Google Online Classroom is available. Tasks are being completed. Canadian GDP is on the rise. Canadian GDP is on the rise. Mr. McDougal is coming to save you. Every single Canadian, Mr. McDougal is coming to save. The heart must want this. You cannot do this on your own power. If your heart wants this, you will be given the enablement to wake up in these hours and pray in the odd hours of the night. If you're waking up in the middle of the night, it's because a Holy Ghost is waking you up so you can pray. Supplicate before Him. Pray in the middle of night when Holy Spirit wakes you up and supplicate yourself onto God. Wake up in the morning to pray. Your destiny is connected to these hours of prayer. These odd hours are connected to your destiny. You cannot reach destiny without odd hours of praying. Give us the power to wake up and odd hours to pray. Jesus was praying in these odd hours. He was not sleeping. God gives us direction when we pray in odd hours. Direction of God is more accessible in these hours. Blessing, quick direction. If you pray for 5 minutes at 1 to 2 a.m., you will get guidance, a guidance vision from God. You will get a vision particularly that's of importance to your 5D destiny, which is ultimately manifest in the 3D. I'm going to say this once again. Heed this wisdom. Apply this wisdom today. God gives us direction when we pray in odd hours. Direction of God is more accessible in odd hours. If you pray for 5 minutes from 1 to 2 a.m., you will get a guidance vision from God. You will get a guidance vision. You will get a guidance vision. You will get a guidance vision from God if you pray from 1 to 2 a.m. in the middle of the night, or 4 or 5 or 6 odd hours in the middle of the night. This is what is accessible to you in the spiritual world under the powers of Jesus Christ. God in heaven knows you better than you know yourself. When you pray in these hours, God comes and tells you what to do. The point of Christianity is to hear God. When you pray in these hours, He will come and speak to you in a dream, vision, or trance. If you have to train yourself, you pray early. I don't care about sleep. I want my destiny. And praying in these hours is sacred. To hear from God takes high obedience. The second blessing, fire of God. Any evil around you is subdued. The fire of God is released when you pray at midnight. What I do, guys, this is my life. Check out my life. Midnight, I listen to that warfare prayer inspirational track, 15 minutes. That's what goes on at midnight in my life. Boom. If I'm with people, boom, it'll just start playing. I have it programmed on my computer. As soon as I wake up, I listen to 15 minutes of the warfare prayer inspirational. Then I go into my morning routine prayers. You need the fire of God activated in your life. And that's how you optimize the fire of God in your life. If you don't have the fire of God activated in your life, Satan will steal, trample, and destroy your destiny and break all the spiritual ladders God has announced for you. And this is true until you learn the ways of the enemy and you learn the ways of wicked people. And then you really realize how much power and dominion we have as Jesus Christ's disciples. When God wants to give you something, Satan will fight tooth and nail to destroy your destiny. When you pray at odd hours, the fire of God will protect your destiny because the fire of God is more powerful than Satan times 1,000 infinity. Midnight prayers activate the fire of God. Midnight releases fire. The things God is not ready to give you. If you pray at midnight, these things are more easily accessible because you keep going to God at this hour. He will say yes. Blessings are at midnight, grab and go. Midnight prayers release abundance. What seems like a no will turn to a yes only because you pray at midnight. What God is not ready to give you your supplication, He will release abundance at midnight. Midnight prayer, God is more open during these hours. Go to Him at midnight. The way you say amen matters. Train yourself to say amen with seriousness and diligence. God expects you to pray at midnight. When you do this, you get closer to God. This needs to be in your spiritual algorithm. Anything that is part of the Bible, you get closer to Him. Closeness to God is the point of existence. You not know when the master comes. You need to be a night warrior. You need to be a morning warrior. You need to know the blessings you get of what you are doing, not the scriptures. Kingdom prayers. Pray God's desires. When you have a repertoire of kingdom prayers, your personal prayers have more weight. You have a kingdom principled mindset. Faith is designed to please God, not you. Pray kingdom prayers before your own requests. When you continue to pray for the kingdom, you have proven you are not selfish in front of God. You are a child of God who cares about God's desires. When you give Him what He wants, He will give you what you need, because faith, it is designed to please God. Unless we pray, the kingdom won't be expanded. Heaven doesn't come perform unless we place a demand. If we don't pray, He doesn't do it. This is divine law. Build an arsenal of kingdom prayers. Unless you pray kingdom prayers, God doesn't consider you prayerful. Oh God, how can I serve you? Pray the word of God will flow in the land. Pray kingdom first. Always pray for His kingdom before your own supplication. You must know this. This gives you power in your own prayer supplication. Pray the Lord have free course and be glorified. High-level Christianity is thinking kingdom first, then your own needs. The quickest ways to manifest wealth is to use previous provisions to expand His kingdom. When you are kingdom-mindedness, you get blessed and God's favor will come upon you. Like it has for Mr. McDougall. Dwell in the unity together. Pray for Christianity to grow in this world and for people to come to church. Draw more people to the house of God. Go out and compel them. Unless we pray, the kingdom will not grow in this world. Unless God's children pray for the expansion of His kingdom. Pray God is taught into school. God must enter the school system. In the end days, Satan becomes more corrupt, but we pray God enters the school systems He will enter. Pray God will raise a generation of apostles and prophets. This is really what God wants to hear. Then your supplication will be heard and approved. Renew the kingdom by praying. You establish the kingdom by praying for His kingdom. God is very, very sensitive. God, so pray for the kingdom. Selfish prayers make God selfish around your prayers. When you do kingdom prayers, His heart opens for your supplication. Spiritual commerce is kingdom expansion mindset. This is how to get answers. Prayers. When you pray His desires, your desires become released with less work and time. Region by region, the level of idol worship varies. I live in the area that has the lowest saved souls in the world. Vancouver is the darkest spiritual city in the world. 1311 on the timestamp. I say again, 1311 on the timestamp. 1404 on the timestamp. 1404 on the timestamp. Vancouver is the darkest city on earth. You pay attention to the destiny of the land you're in. Your prayers matter because the region is in your life. I have the power to impact Vancouver with light prayer. Kingdom mindset. Make your people kingdom-minded and desire to expand your kingdom and to use them. Use them now, my Lord. I command all angels of heaven to expand your kingdom now in the lower mainland of British Columbia, rapidly, with grace and might. What is in the heart is in the hand. The posture of your heart is important. My heart is for the kingdom of heaven. Somehow, supernaturally, the provisions will come to you. God is looking for people to use. When you posture your spirit to expand His kingdom, things will come to you. This is a prophetic teaching. Praying using imagination, the eyes of your mind. Did you know your mind has eyes? Pictures in the mind during the awakened state, which is a gift to Jehovah to expand your walk with God. Build with the prayer of imagination. Give yourself wholly to them, and your profit will appear eventually with enough labor. This is spiritual multitasking. You visualize and pray the images you see in your mind. There is a demand for creativity here. This is a huge secret to pray. The pictures you are supplicating. Imagination is a gift from God. When you praying, use your imagination. This is a trained skill. At first, you will see still images. As you progress, you will see somatic images. While you pray, use your imagination and spiritually multitask. Train yourself to spiritually multitask. Images feeds faith. What you're praying for, imagine. What you are, as you imagine, you create. Apply this teaching and the time ratio to manifest will reduce. Compel and draw them to church with the kingdom mindset. When the love of God is inside you, you can do anything. When you love God, you are unlimited and nothing can stop you. When you love God, you break limitations. The love of God grows over time. What empowers you is God's love. It all comes down to the love of God. Love God and you can do all this. Romans 5:5. God wants you to be loved. He doesn't just want to love you, but also he wants you to love him. When you love, your love for God becomes so reciprocal, you will become powerful. Impress God with your dress. Attire matters. Dress your best for God. You must have a log book. As you begin to grow, God will begin to speak to you. You must take notes and write them and location down. And that's the end of today's teaching for Prayer Power 2. So these are, we covered praying in wee hours, odd hours of the night. That's when abundance is released. You get high anointing and you get high prayer answer. Now, if you want to stack this, like I was talking, and then we talked about kingdom expansion prayers, praying with your imagination. And then we ended off with creativity. So you can stack. So say, for example, you stacked. If you had your wife or your husband or whoever you live with, your roommate, and you guys just got up at 3 a.m. and prayed together, that would make your prayer 10 times more powerful, infinitely powerful. Apparently, it's like 10,000 times more powerful. If you pray with someone in the middle of the night in odd hours and you guys pray together, that is the way. So this stuff I'm teaching you guys, you have to apply this. It's cool to listen. It does help you to listen, but all this is about application. Everything you're going to achieve and what you're going, your life's purpose is going to do is what you apply. So I hope you enjoyed this teaching, Prayer Power 2. And I'll just let you guys know I'm going to get a lot of questions. If there's two things you can help me, okay? I'll be very clear. My mandate is to bring people to North Vancouver Church. I'm looking for people who want to grow in their levels of Christianity. I want people who value and understand and come to my church in North Vancouver, 3 hours with Pastor Christian at 18 Gostick beside the yacht club. 3 hours of this man pouring wisdom down your head, just drowning you with wisdom. So that's my mandate. I want people, disciples of Jesus, consistent disciples who are already experienced, who already know that consistency, being planted in the house, is the only way. So if you feel abandoned, you don't, or whatever, and you're in North Vancouver, you're not abandoned. You're never alone. If you're lonely, come to the house. If you're lonely, come to the house on Thursdays. The next thing you can do to get closer to me is fill out the form at mrmcdougall.ca. That's the gateway to get closer to me and all the blessings in the Chessy tree. Once again, that's mrmcdougall.ca. Fill out the form, become a constituent, and you'll get one step closer to working with me. It's been an honor to give you this message. Have a great day. God bless you. Amen.